Good morning, booers, and welcome to Tuesday's audio boo for the afternoon show on BBC Newcastle. My name's Jamie. We're on air this afternoon from 1 o'clock on 95.4 FM and online bbc.co.uk/tyne or /weir. Today's audio boo is coming to you from the BBC Newcastle Record Library, or Gram Library as it is occasionally known, sort of historically speaking. This room contains thousands and thousands of CDs. We used to have walls lined with vinyl, LPs and 7-inch singles. We finally got rid of those about 3 or 4 months ago because we just don't tend to play them anymore, and pretty much everything we're going to need is on CD now. So in here we've got 1,069 compilation albums and about the same number of female singers, male singers and groups, plus thousands of singles that record company send us over the last years. Also in here we've got things like soundtracks and sound effects and that kind of thing. Although the bulk of the music that we play in the station is played off the computer, there are certain specialist shows, for instance, the excellent Beat Surrender on a Saturday night from 6.30 with Nick Roberts, and the excellent More Than Soul on a Friday night, 7.30 with Nick Roberts, which do make use of these CDs. So we'll take a photo of some of the drawers full of music in just a moment. But first, let me tell you what we've got on this afternoon's programme. Really, really looking forward to this today. It's the first part of two bits of interview that I actually did at the end of last week with a guy called Mutter Beale, who began life in some of the hardest streets in the world, I suppose, living on the east coast of America, living in the ghetto. He saw his parents murdered in front of his eyes when he was three. He was also injured in the killing. He grew up with his gran on a street corner selling cocaine in an environment with guns and drugs and alcohol and violence. And then through a sort of peculiar meeting, he ended up getting in touch with Tupac Shakur, the legendary American rapper. He took him under his wing and started to record tunes with him. And Mutter sold millions of records with his voice on them around the world and made millions of pounds. He had all the trappings of success, houses and cars a fantastic lifestyle, but which gradually got soured with, ironically, I guess, the same stuff that caused problems in the first place, guns and alcohol and drugs. And he gave it all up when he found Islam. So the first part of that interview is this afternoon from 1 o'clock. I've also got a cracking one-minute mix-up today as well. Five songs by five artists. See if you can identify who sings what. And it's all happening this afternoon from 1 o'clock, 95.4 FM in the northeast, or bbc.co.uk/tyne or /weir.